updated list here that I find fascinating based on the last conversation, and it's something that you should be aware of as well. It lists the states by the percentage of population fully vaccinated. The percentage of the population fully vaccinated, and these numbers are significantly lower than I anticipated. That's why you come here, though, so I'll dig deep and find out the truth. The most vaccinated state by percentage is Maine. They're at 40.1%. 40.1, that's the best they've gotten thus far, and there are vaccines available everywhere. Trust me, I called, you can get vaccinated the same day. In a lot of places now. 16 and up, anybody can get it. The number of people fully vaccinated in Connecticut, 39%, and it just starts dropping from there. New Mexico, 37. Vermont, 37. You get down, so here's some of the really liberal states. Massachusetts is barely at 37%, 37.1. Hawaii, 36%. The state of New York, 35%. Let's see, Maryland, 34. Delaware, 33%. And it just keeps going down and down and down. Illinois at 30%. Oregon at 30%. District of Columbia, 30%. And the point being is, these are middle-of-the-pack states, by the way. As you get down the list here, you get into South Carolina at 27%, Idaho 27%, Georgia 24%, Alabama 23%. You're never going to get there. It's never going to happen. So here's the question, America. Are you willing to sit there and be locked down? Or do you just say, listen, the seniors are vaccinated. The people that want to be vaccinated are vaccinated. You declare victory and you go home. We're good. Or are you going to forcibly vaccinate people? Tell them they're not allowed to leave their home. They're under house arrest until they get vaccinated. Is that what it's going to be? And after all, this idea that you're going to be immune forever is certainly not true. Pfizer already saying you're going to need a fall booster. All right. Pfizer's making cash. Good for them. Don't hold that against them. The mRNA treatment, vaccine's not really an accurate word, but we'll go with it, is acceptable enough, I guess. But it's just, it's not getting us there, and it's not moving the needle and back to normal and all these other stupid ideas. I mean, Michigan, the governor says, in order to be back to normal, or vac to normal, the state will have to be at 70%. That's more than double where it currently sits at 32.53%. 32.53%. That's it. And it's not like people are standing in line trying to get that number up. And part of the problem is, I'm telling you, Joe Biden walking around fully vaccinated with a mask on in public, double masked in public. Going into small groups with masks on, doing interviews that are 25 feet apart. Makes no sense whatsoever. Still doing the elbow bump nonsense. No, 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 no. We shake hands here. And when we're done shaking hands, wash your hands if you have a concern. None of the elbow bumps are out. They're stupid, and I won't have anything to do with that either. Let's go to bite number four, because on CNN, White House advisor Anita Dunn caught flat-footed, unable to answer the question. Why is President Biden ignoring the CDC guidelines? Why is he wearing a mask outdoors? Because in doing so, he sends the message that vaccines don't work. And in effect, is driving down the number of people that will ever get a vaccine. But she cannot seem to come up with an answer. Listen.
Should the president start following these guidelines and stop wearing a mask outdoors, stop wearing a mask indoors when with small groups of other vaccinated Americans to show the American people there's a benefit to getting the vaccine? You can take the mask off.
Jake, you know, it's interesting that you raise this. I myself found that I was still wearing my mask outdoors this week because it has become such a matter of habit. I think the president takes the CDC guidelines very seriously, and he's always taken his role as sending a signal to follow the science very seriously as well. You know, we do take some extra precautions for him because he is the president of the United States, But I would say that people should follow the CDC guidelines, and they should take advantage of getting the vaccine, getting fully vaccinated, and taking that mask off, particularly as the weather grows so beautiful and we all want to be outside.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I found myself in the habit of never wearing a mask outdoors, never wearing a mask inside my car or in my home, around a variety of other places that I've been. I find myself never, ever will I be in the habit of wearing a mask outdoors in fresh air and sunshine. It's not going to happen. Shifting to another story real quickly. Juror 52, as he was known during the trial, Derek Chauvin, is speaking out about the conviction of the officer. It's bite one, by the way. And telling a radio host that if you want to make change, you have to get involved. This comes after pictures of the juror, whom we now know as Brandon Mitchell, surfaced of him wearing shirts about George Floyd and Black Lives Matter, indicating he lied outright to the judge in the case when he said he knew little about it and could easily be unbiased and hang in there. Here it is. Listen.
We're talking to Brandon Mitchell. He was juror number 52 in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. Brandon, before we wrap, many people don't like jury duty and probably wouldn't respond to the letter that you get in the mail. So what message would you leave to those about saying yes to jury duty?
I mean, it's important. If we want to see some change, we want to see some things going differently, we got to get out there and get into these avenues and get in these rooms to try to spark some change. And that's one of the jury duty's one of the things. Jury duty voting, all of those things we got to do.
And how can people follow you on social media or tune into your podcast?
Yeah, so the Wholesome Pod.
Spark some change by being a jury member. And by the way, Brandon, thank you for handing Derek Chauvin, his attorney will be calling you to thank you for an easy appeal. Oh, by the way, listen to my podcast. Really? It's about activism in my podcast. I thought it was about finding the truth in a trial. What an easy appeal this will be. 52 after on a Monday. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.